Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I am sure that it comes to no surprise to you at all that the teen years can be pretty tough. There are so many things that you're walking through that you need to figure out how to navigate in life. Friends and peer pressure and how to be a Christian in today's culture. Do I really have to get out of bed? I just want to stay here and sleep all day. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. The teen years can be some of the toughest years of our lives, but I truly believe that God designed these teen years to be some of the best years of your life. When we go back to the Bible and I look at people like King David or Esther or Jeremiah or Ezekiel, along with many of Jesus' disciples, I realize that all of these people were teens. They were teens that God used in an amazing way to do incredible things with their lives. So incredible that they changed the face of their generation and we're still talking about them today. Pretty amazing, right? Well, God wants to do the same thing with you. Ladies, God has a plan for your life, and He didn't create you to bow down to the struggles of this world. He designed you to overcome, and not just overcome. But as Romans 8:37 says, He designed you to be more than a conqueror. Think about this. A conqueror is somebody who goes into battle knowing that they're going to win. They're pretty confident. However, somebody who's more than a conqueror is somebody that goes into battle knowing the battle has already been won. Jesus has already won every battle you are ever going to face. And He doesn't just leave you to figure it out on your own. He says that He will never leave you nor forsake you, which is a fancy way of saying He will never turn His back on you. And not only were you designed to be an overcomer, more than a conqueror, but God designed you to soar in every area of your life. I want you to think about that word soar. Maybe you've seen an eagle out in nature or you've seen videos of an eagle, and whenever they lift up their wings, it's amazing. They don't flap their wings like little birds do, but they just lift their wings up and they just move just a little bit. And it's amazing how the wind just catches them and rises them higher. That is what God has designed for you to do in your life. He has designed you to soar over all the obstacles, over all the challenges, over all of anything that you might be facing. God has designed you to soar. So today I'm going to talk briefly about four areas of your life that God wants you to soar in. The first area that we're going to talk about is God wants you to soar into your God-given purpose. Ladies, you were created with a purpose. Jeremiah 1:5 says that before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God knew you and approved of you as His chosen instrument. Before you were born, He set you apart for a purpose. Now, that's kind of my paraphrase, but it is true. God formed everything about you. He knew every little aspect about you. He thought about every little thing about you before you were even in your mother's womb, before you were ever even created. And God set you apart to do something amazing for Him. Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for your life. It's a plan of good and not evil to give you a future and a hope. God has a good plan for your life. There's a reason you're here. He formed every little thing about you, and He gave you a purpose. And it's a purpose for good, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Ladies, God has an amazing plan for your life. And maybe you're asking yourself, is there really a reason I'm here? Is there really a purpose for my life? And yes, ladies, there is. Your very existence here on this planet is proof that God saw a problem that only you could solve. That's why he created you. That's why he created even those little quirks, or those little things that you see as flaws about yourself. He created you specifically for a plan and a purpose. And guess what? Those little quirks, or those little quote unquote flaws, fit perfectly into your purpose. And it's amazing. You might find later on in life that you're like, oh man, that's why God created me with this. One thing that God created me with was I really like to learn. I was one of those crazy kids in school who actually really did love school, even math. I loved school. I loved to learn. And I always thought that I was weird. But later, when I became a Christian, that love to learn transferred over to God. And he has shown me so many amazing things that I now get to turn around and share with you. God is so good, ladies. Even those littlest of quirks and those littlest of flaws that you think about yourself, there is a purpose and a plan. There's a reason that God created you specifically the way that you are. Now, are there character traits that we can work on? Yes, absolutely. We can work on things like being honest and not lying. We can work on things like being a person of integrity, doing what's right no matter what. We can work on being nicer to others and being kind and being gentle. Those are character traits that we can work on and become better at. But when it comes down to like your personality or the things that you like, God created you specifically on purpose, the way that you are. And how you live out that purpose is, number one, by serving others. Matthew 5, 14 through 16 says, "You are the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to our God in heaven." Praise God. God doesn't want you to change who you are. He wants to use you just like you are to shine the light of Jesus to those around you. And then that leads us to the second way you can live out your purpose is sharing Jesus with others. 1 Timothy 2:4 tells us that it is God's heart, his desire, that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth is the word of God. Ladies, we need to be sharing Jesus with those around us. And then a third way that you can live out your purpose is by encouraging others. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are already doing." Ladies, encouraging words, they do something for us. Have you ever had a really bad day and somebody came up to you and just encouraged you and it just absolutely changed everything about your day? Proverbs 16:24 says that pleasant or gracious words are like a honeycomb. They're sweet to the soul and health to our bodies. Think about that. All right, so a second area that God wants you to soar in is God wants you to soar in your friendships. God doesn't want you to be alone. I was talking to my 14-year-old son just a couple weeks ago. He's a very outgoing person. He could talk to anybody, probably could even talk to a wall if he thought it was listening to him. Maybe some of you ladies are like that. But I was talking to him and he said to me, "I have Christian friends, but sometimes I feel like I'm the only one who actually loves Jesus." I'm sure some of you can relate to this because I have received emails recently from you all that said the same thing. It's something that we all face and it's something that we all walk through. But ladies, know that God has people out there who are just like you, who are ready to be your friend. So talk to God about it. Ask him, "God, can you bring me those friends?" And then from that point on of asking him, thank him. "Lord, I thank you that you're bringing me those friends. I'm not seeing them yet, but I thank you that they're coming." That is something that you can bank on. God says that his word does not return back to him void, meaning when he says something, he will do it. So you can trust him in that. He is going to bring you good friends. On a side note, do you know that the podcast episode that has more downloads than any other podcast episode in the Uncommon Team podcast, do you know what podcast episode that is? It's the one entitled, "Why Do I Feel So Alone?" It is not God's plan for you to be alone, ladies. Deuteronomy 31:6 tells us to be strong and courageous, to not be afraid because God is with you. Know that you are not alone. Even when you're waiting for those friends, God is with you. Even back in the Garden of Eden, after God created Adam, we see in Genesis 2:18 that God tells Adam, it is not good for man to be alone. And then he made Eve to be his companion, Now, we think of that like as his wife, but it's more than just a wife. It's his friend. God wants you to have friends. He doesn't want you to be alone. You are meant to soar in your friendships, ladies. The third area that God wants you to soar in is God wants you to soar in life, and he wants you to have fun. Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, there is a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is based on our circumstances that are around us. If things are going good, we're happy. If things are going bad, yeah, we're not so happy. But joy is different. Joy, and that word in the Greek means an inner delight or party on the inside of you. Like you just always have this like inner delight, even in circumstances that are not good. There's something on the inside of you that says, God's got this, and I don't have to worry, and I know I'm making it through. It's that hope. Joy is an inner delight or party, and it comes from the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10 again says, the joy of the Lord. That is your strength. Philippians 4:4 tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Joy is a choice. It is something that we choose. We can choose our attitudes. We can choose to have fun. Maybe something happens and maybe you're walking down the hall at school and you trip over your shoelace and you fall. We have two choices at that moment. One, we can be completely embarrassed and run and hide and start crying. I may have done that a time or two. Or we can get up and laugh at ourselves and say, all right, let's try this again. It is our choice. The more that we learn to not take our life so seriously, but to enjoy every moment, the more fun you're going to have, ladies, I promise. Psalm 16:11 says, this is something I encourage you to pray over yourself every day. Lord, make known to me the path of life. Show me today, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to talk to? Lord, I want to serve you in everything that I do. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I thank you, Lord, for your joy. I thank you, Lord, for your pleasures. In Jesus' name. And a fourth area God wants you to soar in is God wants you to soar in your relationship with him. Ephesians 6:10 tells us, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Draw your strength from God, ladies. God wants you to soar in his relationship with you so that he can make you stronger, so that he can help you to overcome those challenges that you're overcoming. He wants to walk beside you every step of the way. You don't have to walk this journey alone, ladies. God wants to walk it with you. And no, it doesn't matter where you're at. When you reach out to God, he will always meet you right where you are every single time. The moment you take that first step towards God, he will be running towards you. I think about the prodigal son, and the prodigal son, you guys might know this story. Basically, he went to his father, he took all of his inheritance, he ran away, blew his inheritance on wild partying, not good lifestyle. And then he kind of came to the end of himself as his money ran out, and he found himself living with pigs, who back at that time, they saw pigs as unclean animals. But he was living with pigs, and he was envious that the pigs had better food than he did. And as he's coming to himself, he thinks, man, if I just go back home, I could just be a worker. And even my father's workers, they have a way better lifestyle than what I'm living right now. You can read this story in Luke 15, but we're going to start at verse 17. It says, then when he came to himself, he said, how many hired workers of my father have enough food and even food to spare? But I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I've sinned against you and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your workers. So this prodigal son is trying to come up with what he's going to say to his father once he sees his father. And he's like, I'm not worthy enough to be a son anymore. But I love what happens next. Luke 15, verse 20 says, so he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, so he got up, he took that first step towards his father. And that father symbolizes God. And it says, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with tenderness for him. And he ran and embraced him and kissed him. Ladies, the moment you take that first step towards God, he's watching. He's waiting for you to reach out to him so he can come running towards you. He will always meet you where you're at every time. He loves you so much. If you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, I would love to soar in all of those areas of life. I would love to soar in my purpose. I would love to soar in my friendships. I would love to soar in encouraging others. I would love to soar in my relationship with God. I want to personally invite you to join us for the Soar Coaching Community. Inside of the Soar Community, this is my heart, that you see that you really were created with a purpose, that God really does have a plan for your life. Also inside this group, there is an incredible group of teen girls who love God and are walking through real life challenges too, just like you. And they are overcoming. And ladies, they're excited to have you as their friends. And if you know anything about me, you know that I love having fun. This is a community where you aren't going to be bored. You're not going to be put down. You're not going to be bullied. You're not going to see things that you don't want to see. But ladies, you're going to be encouraged daily. You're going to come in there knowing that you have other teen girls on your side who are praying with you, who are cheering you on as you're walking through different things. And most importantly, inside of the Soar Coaching Community, you're going to get a lot of Jesus. I was talking to a girl the other day, and she told me that she now gets into her Bible every day, and she actually enjoys it. She said that before, she struggled to read her Bible even one time a week. And any time that she would read it, she thought it was boring. But not anymore. That is what soaring and your relationship with God can do. If you would like to learn about SOAR and see what this community is all about, throughout the month of March, every Friday, I am going to be doing a live Zoom call for anybody who is interested in learning more information about what SOAR is. All you have to do to join that live Zoom call and get more information about SOAR is go to the Uncommenting app, or you can go to www.uncommenting.com and click on the tab that says Join the Community. Now, this doesn't mean you're actually joining the community. It's just how you learn more about the community. Then if you scroll all the way down to the very bottom of that page, you will see a section that says Learn More. Again, every Friday throughout the month of March, I am going to do a live Zoom to share with you more about this community, what it's really about. I'm going to let you see all the ins and outs and answer any questions that you might have. All you have to do to join that live Zoom to learn more about the community is to click on that tab that says Sign Me Up, and then you will see the list of Fridays that we have available. Choose whichever one works best for you and sign up. It's that easy. And then I'll send you a couple of reminders so that you don't forget to join us on that Zoom call. All right, ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you see that God has an amazing plan for your life. He wants you to soar in your purpose. He wants you to soar in your friendships. He wants you to soar in building up and encouraging others. He wants you to soar in your relationship with Him. So repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Don't forget to sign up for that live Zoom call to learn more about the SOAR community. We'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging, but God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, We set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.